After touching down in Geneva early on Tuesday morning, the delegation for the Yemeni opposition prepared for a meeting with UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ulcheik Ahmed. Here's UN spokesperson Ahmed Fawzi.
The Secretary General's Special Envoy is shuttling between the delegations. They are both here. It is a golden opportunity to try and resolve this crisis. Whether they will agree to extend their stay beyond the beginning of Ramadan is anybody's guess.
But before consultations with the Yemeni opposition can start in earnest, they have to decide which members of their delegation are to take part. That's because there's an agreement limiting the size of delegations to just 7 members and 3 advisers. In the meantime, consultations have been continuing between the UN Special Envoy and the exiled Yemeni government delegation, along with the so-called group of 16 ambassadors to the country. And on the question of Iran's participation in the consultations, UN spokesperson Ahmed Fawzi said that the Special Envoy would of course be briefing the country, along with the rest of the international community concerned by events in Yemen. Meanwhile, the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, warned that fighting in the war-torn country has killed 4 times as many minors in the last 10 weeks as in the whole of last year. At least 279 children have been killed since the escalation of violence in late March. That compares with 74 child deaths in the whole of last year. Worryingly, more children are being used by armed groups manning checkpoints or carrying arms. Here's UNICEF spokesperson Christophe Bouliorac.
Children continue to be killed, maimed, or recruited to fight. They should be safely learning in school and not trying to escape bullets on the front lines. These children are the future of Yemen, and they must be protected at all times and kept out of harm's way.
The UNICEF spokesperson said that 9.4 million children are now in need of humanitarian aid. And 80 days into the latest escalation of fighting, UN partner agency the Red Cross described severe fuel, water and healthcare shortages in the country. The NGO said schools have closed and are occupied by displaced people, while hospitals remain unable to cope with dozens of fatalities every day. It warned of an impending humanitarian catastrophe and appealed to the warring parties to respect international humanitarian law. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.